Emily's Ghost by Colin Finbow. With Anna Jones as Emily, Kate Buffery as Mama, John Rowe as Papa, and Anna Massey as Miss Rabstock.
There was nothing strange about the house at first.
We've arrived!
Hello!
Hello, Grandpa!
Shh! Edward, he's not here anymore.
He might be. Well, his ghost might be.
Edward, Louise, not too excited now.
Please may I explore, Papa?
Only if you can do it quietly.
It seemed that we had been travelling all day, bouncing behind the horses in the carriage to Paddington. Swaying in the clattering train, Louise got a speck in her eye from looking out of the open window, and my hair became quite ruffled. Mama and Papa were not at all ruffled. Papa read his Times, and Mama looked out at the passing countryside as if we were going on a day trip to the seaside. Not leaving London forever.
Quiet, Emily! You're making sufficient noise to waken the dead!
Algernon, don't be tactless.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear.
I wonder which room Grandpa died in.
Don't be so horrible, Edward.
He died in bed, you know that. He died in his bedroom. Now, let's play pirates.
Yeah.
Emily, where do you think you're going?
Just outside, Papa.
Only as far as the garden, then?
Yes, Papa.
I hope Emily soon settles down. She was boisterous enough in Highgate, but the countryside seems to have released new energy in her.
Oh, I'm sure it's just the excitement of the house and its past associations. It must feel like a holiday for the children.
Not to me, Mama.
Of course not, James. You are aware of the significance of our moving into Grandfather's house?
The furnished seat.
We are country gentlemen now, my son. Your mother is Lady of the Manor, and we are country gentlemen. We shall refurbish the house, restore it to its original grandeur. It will be the pride of the village once more.
Oh, how thickly the dust lies everywhere. Father would never have allowed the servants to neglect their duties so.
Peace is shattered. Below stairs is under siege. We must prepare our defences, Mrs. Crabtree.
You're getting old, Mr. Dawson. It's a treat to hear children laughing in the house again. Puts me in mind of when the mistress was a girl.
Things are very different then. I remember all the dinners, all the entertaining.
Master wasn't up to it in his later years.
I have got rather used to having the place to ourselves.
Noise or no noise, it'll be nice to be cooking for a family again.
The disadvantage being that I'll now have to polish all the silver.
Oh, you.
Papa said only as far as the garden. We're not allowed by the river.
Please take us in the boat, Emily.
If you don't, we'll tell Papa you brought us here.
I'm not much good at rowing. I couldn't handle the boat in this current. So you might as well stop untying the mooring rope, Edward. Edward! Louise, stop struggling with Edward at all!
Oh, Emily, do something! You must save her!
Try to grab onto a branch or something, Louise. Hold on to something. Oh, where is James? He'd know what to do. Nothing moves. My arms hang useless by my sides. My feet are rooted to the ground. I want to help my little sister, but she is in water. I feel the water in my eyes, stopping my ears, filling my throat. I am paralyzed by dread. I cannot move a muscle.
Emily.
Don't struggle. Hold on to me. I'll get you to the bank.
Yay! Oh, Louise, are you all right?
She'll be all right.
You didn't save me, Emily. I'm telling Papa.
I couldn't. You know I wanted to.
Emily's scared of the water.
Oh, boy, please don't go. We want to thank you.
He's not listening, Emily.
Thank you.
I distinctly told you to stay in the garden. Did you not understand me, Emily?
I am sorry, Papa.
Sorry will not do. The river is not a safe place for the little ones or you to play.
You rang, sir?
Yes, Polly. You will show Miss Emily to her room, where she will be confined until dinner time.
Very good, sir.
I suppose Mama was a little angel when she was a girl, Polly.
I couldn't say, Miss Emily. I was little more than a child myself in them days. Not my place to judge others.
I'm sure she was never in as much trouble as I am.
Where are you going, Miss Emily?
To the nursery.
Oh, you're not in the nursery anymore. This is your room now. The big room.
A room of my own.
You're a big girl now.
Just like James.
He's not a big girl, Miss Emily.
I mean, a room of my own, just like him. This room was always kept locked. I've only ever been in here once before.
It's all right, Emily. You can come in.
Sorry, Grandpapa. I didn't mean to be nosy. I was just passing and the door was open.
While you are my guest, the whole house is open to you. There are no secrets here. This room is usually locked because it was your grandmother's sewing room. Sentimental old fool that I am, I didn't want intruders yet. You see, to me, it feels as if she's still here.
Will there be a cure for tuberculosis one day?
Medical science is advancing all the time. Some day there will be a cure for every ill.
And I will find it.
I brought some hot water for you to wash, Miss Emily. I thought it wouldn't be long before you got sent to your room.
Thank you, Polly.
I was going to put your nightdress out, but I wasn't sure where it was.
I haven't been sent to bed, you know.
Oh, no harm in being prepared.
I think I packed it in the basket. Everything was such a rush.
I'll have a look for you.
My clothes aren't so bad, Polly.
It's a rat, Miss Emily. A great white brute with red eyes. Climb on the bed, quick.
It's all right, Polly. She won't hurt you. It's only Emmeline, named after Emmeline Pankhurst. One of James's school friends swapped her for some stamps, and I swapped her for an Easter egg.
They're vermin. They breed plague.
Only wild ones. Please don't tell anyone about her, Polly. She's the only friend I can talk to.
Oh, well, as long as it stays in that little cage, it's all right with me, Miss Emily.
What an exciting day. It will take at least an entire page in this diary. Apart from the disaster, it was rather like all the holidays we have spent here. It certainly is strange to realise that this is now our home and I have a room of my own. I'm sure I will like it here. Is that you, Louise? Are you all right? Louise? Would you believe it, Emmeline? There's no one there. They're all out in the grounds. Can you see? The whole family enjoying the fresh air, while I cannot even open this window.
Efficiency. That will be essential. Too many servants have been retained for sentimental reasons. Fortunately, the gardens and grounds are planted with mature trees and shrubs, which will ease the work of the gardener when we relieve him of his assistance. Lillian, my dear, would you and the little ones care to rest a while in the rose garden whilst James and I take a stroll by the
river? Of course, my
dear. I never want to go near the river
again. We are all quite safe, Louise, as long as we do not stray from the
garden. Whatever could have possessed your sister to bring the little ones down
here? I cannot imagine,
Papa. She's been warned 1,000 times of the dangers of this river. When it is in full flow, the current is powerful enough to carry even a full-grown man to the weir.
A sobering thought, Papa.
Alas, not to Emily. She is quite incorrigible. I shudder to think of her becoming our senior child, but it must be all too soon now. That is why I wanted you and I to have this little talk in private.
Because Emily's growing up?
Because you are growing up, my son. You will soon be venturing into the wide world, where a great many snares and dangers await you. I know I can trust you to uphold the good name of the Forbes Wood family, if you understand my meaning.
Yes, Papa.
There will be those who would wish to undermine your resolve. James, what are you doing?
I wonder what these little bits of paper were. Little squares floating.
Well, take care or you'll fall.
I'm holding on to the tree. Papa, I'm quite safe. What do you suppose these are? Look, there's a letter written on each one.
Well, probably some lad wrote the name of his sweetheart on a piece of paper and cut it up when they fell out.
It is a name. Why should they cut it into 5 such neat squares? There's an M, a Y, an E, L, Emily.
Oh, look, she's coming. She looks
awful. Silence! I am Miss Rabstock. You will say good morning, Miss Rabstock.
Good morning, Miss Rabstock.
Good morning, children. I am aware that the summer holidays have not yet drawn to a close, but not for you, the futility of idleness, for the Forbes Wood family is favoured by the dignity of learning.
What is she talking about? I don't know.
Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. Our autumn is a spring of understanding. Your young minds will blossom, not in the village school with the hoi polloi, but in a manner befitting your new station in society. I am to be your governess.
Oh, no.
What is it, Louise?
Please, Miss Rabstock, I had a tummy ache.
You must not bolt your food. Yes, Edward?
Please, Miss Rabstock, why isn't James here?
Have you not been told of his triumph? He is to attend a boarding school. He has a place at Rugby. Your elder brother has come of age, Edward. None of my lessons for him.
I wish I could come of age.
He will work hard, as you will work hard. The time of slothfulness is past. It is time for arithmetic. On the front cover of these exercise books, you will write, in your very best handwriting, my arithmetic book, and your name. What have you got there, Emily?
Nothing, Miss Rabstock. Just some paper that fell out of my book.
I hope it was not a note. I will not tolerate notes.
No, miss, it was nothing.
Well, let me see. What is the meaning of this?
Please, Miss Rabstock, they're just cut-out letters. I don't think they have a meaning.
They mean that you are inattentive. What is the matter with your ears?
I thought I heard something.
You will hear the slap of my cane unless you mend your ways, young lady.
You sound like people released from prison.
We are people released from prison. Oh, James, she's a monster. When Papa said we would soon resume our studies, I never imagined that he meant today. There was so much I wanted to do. Sorry for you to laugh.
I do feel sorry for you, honestly.
And you almost got me into trouble.
How could I?
I presume you put these in my book. There's squares of paper spelling my name.
Where did you get those?
Don't play the innocent with me, James. I very nearly felt the wrath of Rabstock.
I found those letters in the river. I left them in my room. I honestly didn't put them into your book.
Oh. I doubt that Father has opened this bureau in years. Oh, the dust is so thick.
The papers are jammed in the same haphazard way that he seems to have done most of his filing. I suppose there are more bills.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Most of them are unpaid. Oh, Algernon, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
We both had some idea, Lillian. We knew that your father had little notion of money management. He was a philanthropist. He saw his purpose in life as healing the sick. He had no time for financial affairs.
I had no idea that he was so deeply in debt. He was so popular that his creditors must have repeatedly deferred his obligations.
I, too, was unprepared for the sheer extent of his disorganisation. Disorganisation is alien to me. I find it hard to believe that anyone can handle finances with no plan.
These debts will seriously affect our plans for the house.
They will seriously affect my plans for life. I knew there would be debts, but I had counted on the leasing of the meadowland to assist with those, to say nothing of the row of cottages we could sell in the village.
I know, dearest.
Now we learn that he has shared the land as a gift between a couple of farmers and sold the cottages for a paltry sum 3 years ago.
We will just endeavour to live as frugally as possible.
I had so long looked forward to having a country seat, to being a gentleman of leisure. Now I must consider returning to the bank.
I hope it will not come to that.
Time reduces all our dreams to dust.
All night the rain beat down upon the old house and the thunder roared.
In a deep, dark cellar, the ghosts awoke and the skeletons rattled their bones. Slowly and stiffly, they stood up for the first time in centuries. They rattled up the stairs and the doors creaked open. Suddenly, they were outside the nursery door.
It was a wind.
It was a ghost.
All the nice girls love the sailor. All the nice girls love a tar.
Falls in love with Kate and Jane and then he's off to sea.
What in the name of goodness is going on here?
We were having a Pierrot show, Papa.
A Pierrot show? In the middle of the night?
The little ones couldn't sleep for the storm, so I told them a story to help them relax.
We couldn't sleep because of the ghosts.
And Mama and I could not sleep for your infernal noise. James and Emily, return to your rooms at once. Edward and Louise, go to sleep immediately.
Good night, Papa. That's very strange. I'm sure I left these paper letters in a little pile on the dressing table. Someone has spread them out to spell my name.
Emily.
Who's there? Is anyone there?
E-M-I-L-Y, Emily.
You're pushing it. We're not.
E-M-I-L-Y. We're coming to get you, Emily.
James, did you hear anything last night?
I should ask that. I did.
You did? What?
Rain, thunder. There was a thunderstorm, wasn't there?
Oh, James.
Get it!
What was that?
What?
Can't you hear it? A tennis match.
You were, little sister. You know what happened to Joan of Arc.
You really can't hear.
Startled. It's only Louise calling.
Emily, Papa wants to see you in the drawing room.
I am disturbed, Emily.
Sorry, Papa. I didn't mean to disturb you.
Your behaviour disturbs me. Miss Rabstock informs me that you are late for class. The second day of your lessons and you arrive late. In fact, when I received this news, you had still not arrived. What have you to say?
I am very sorry, Papa. I was walking with James and quite lost track of time.
You cause me much concern, Emily. I look to you to set an example to the younger children.
I do try, Papa.
Indeed you do, and you succeed. But the example you set is one of waywardness and rebellion. I will not tolerate it. Lessons will be out of doors this afternoon to take advantage of the fine weather. However, Miss Rabstock will set you work and you will be confined to the house.
It's so hot. I should have worn a different dress. This satin is too thick for summer. You must be suffocating in there, Emmeline. My armpits are the hottest part. There you are. Fresh air. What do you think of the grounds? I say, you're all right.
Emily?
How do you know my name?
Rest in peace, Emily.
Yeah!
Oh, James nearly killed me.
Who's not into girl, then?
Did you see...
I saw someone sneaking behind the trees when I know that someone has been ordered to stay indoors.
You didn't see the girl?
What girl?
There was a girl here. A girl in a white nightdress. She spoke to me.
Sounds like a spook.
No, really, James, she was real.
Where is she now, then?
She vanished when you jumped out on me.
He does funny things to me, too. I tried smoking one of Papa's cigars by the river, and I felt quite giddy. I see you got Marmaduke.
Emmeline?
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Can I take him to school with me?
He's a she, and no, you can't, because we swapped her fairly.
But I ate your Easter egg largo.
Well, that's your fault for choosing something so temporary.
He seems to be quite happy with you. Perhaps he'd not take too kindly to having so many boys around.
I wish I were going to rugby in your place.
You may be a tomboy, but I think they might notice.
Boys have all the advantages. My education stops now, but you can go on to university and study whatever you fancy and get a degree. You'll inherit the house and bring honour to the family, while I will marry someone I dislike, just to please Papa, and spend the whole of my life raising children.
Surely that's what women are supposed to do.
Oh, the children are enjoying their lessons in the garden, Algernon. It was such an inspired idea.
I think Rabstock was a little less than enthusiastic, but I am determined that the children shall benefit from living in the country. There's time enough in the winter to be indoors.
It is such a pity that Emily spends so much time indoors.
When she behaves as sensibly as the others, she will share their privileges, not before.
She seems to be suffering from a rather rebellious turn of nature of late.
James is already 13, and he has never been rebellious.
What are those pictures in your pocket, James?
I found them in Papa's drawer.
No need to look so guilty. I don't mind you looking at pictures of naked women, as long as you don't expect me to look at pictures of naked men.
I'm just so bored. I can't wait until tomorrow, and yes, I'm dreading it.
You remember when I heard strange sounds in the garden?
Yes, I do. And now you're seeing things as well. I wish I saw girls in nightdresses.
I don't really believe in ghosts, because they're unscientific. But I think there is a possibility that the house could be haunted.
By Grandpapa?
By a girl.
In a white nightdress?
I've heard her crying in my room. Sometimes I hear her struggling for breath. You don't believe me, do you?
Of course I do. If you say you've seen a ghost, why should I disbelieve you?
I shall miss you when you go to rugby.
Goodbye, my dear boy.
Bye, Papa.
Goodbye, my darling. You will write.
Of course I will, Mama.
It will be a great adventure. Your adult life is about to begin. So much to look forward to. I remember all that I told you. And here's a half sovereign in the tuck shop.
Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, driver.
Bye, James.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are privileged to be living in an exciting age. It is called the Edwardian Age. Who can tell me why? Yes, Louise?
Please, Miss Rabstock. Because our king is Edward.
Exactly so. Our king is Edward, and our country, Great Britain. The British Empire occupies one-fifth of the land surface of the entire globe. We have seen the British flag unfurled. What is it, Emily?
Please, Miss Rabstock, what lesson is this?
Geography. We have seen the British flag unfurled in ever-increasing territories. This great nation is spreading its creed to the heathen and the heretic. What is it now, Emily?
Please, Miss Rabstock, do you think women will get the vote?
What on earth has that got to do with geography?
Women live in all countries.
Stand in the corner.
Please, Miss Rabstock, which corner?
Leave the classroom at once. Oh, Louise, fan my neck. I need to cool down.
Then how fortunate that the hosepipe has been left lying at your feet, and how fortunate that the tap is on the path from the garden.
Before you get down from the luncheon table, I have an announcement regarding lessons this afternoon. Miss Rabstock is confined to bed with a slight chill. Dawson informs me that one of the garden hoses sprang a leak this morning and caused your governess to get somewhat wet. Therefore, lessons will be postponed until tomorrow.
Yay!
Children!
Your time will not be spent in idleness. Miss Rabstock has left a list of words which you must learn for a spelling test for tomorrow. Mm. I myself will deal with anyone who does not achieve 10 out of 10.
Really looked like an accident to me. Somebody must have turned that tap on, but nobody seemed to see anything.
I'll give you 3 guesses. Perhaps that governess isn't so bad after all, turning a blind eye.
Oh, no, if she had seen, she'd have complained. There's not an ounce of charity in the woman.
Ah, somebody smelt the tarts. Morning, Miss Emily.
Good morning, Mrs. Crabtree. Good morning, Dawson.
Good morning, Miss Emily.
You're torturing us, Mrs. Crabtree. The whole house smells of jam tart baking.
So you decided to come along with your pleading little girl eyes and see if I'll weaken.
I wondered if you had one to spare.
You've always been the same ever since you were knee-high to a grasshopper. Get anything out of us with that pleading look.
Thank you.
Only one, mind.
This has always been my favourite place in the whole house. I've always felt at home here in the kitchen. Nothing ever changes.
Yeah, well, we get a little older, I'm afraid.
You don't seem any older to me. I'm the only one that seems to change. It doesn't seem so long ago that I had to stand on a box to reach the sink when I helped you scrape the vegetables.
You're growing up fast and no mistake. Doesn't seem a year ago since I baked your last birthday cake.
In 5 days' time, I shall be 13. Just think, if I were a boy, my life would begin in 5 days' time. As it is, it starts to end.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
I mean it. All that lies ahead is a life of domestic slavery. Begging your pardon.
You've been reading too much about them Pankhursts.
They will change things. I know they will.
I think you'd better change the subject, Miss Emily.
All right. Ghosts. You've been a butler here a long time, haven't you, Dawson?
Oh, that I have, ever since your grandfather first inherited the house.
Is the house haunted?
Oh, whatever put that idea into your head?
Well, there certainly was a ghost. Figure in white.
A young girl?
A young nun from the convent as used to stand here hundreds of years ago. At least that's what people said.
The worst stories at first ever been seen around the grounds, but nobody's reported anything for,
15 years or more?
So I'm afraid we can't offer you any ghosts.
The children are asking for dyspepsia, playing croquet so soon after eating.
I don't think children suffer from dyspepsia, my dear.
I wish I were a child again. I do beg your pardon. It's all the worry over this house that has brought it on. That and Emily's defiance.
Oh, I do worry about her, Algernon. She's becoming a stranger. Apparently she was asking Rabstock about the women's movement the other day.
Emmeline Pankhurst and her hotheads? What can she know of them?
She does read the newspapers.
Does she indeed? I never know what that girl will be up to next.
The river is clear with reeds and water lilies and a bed of soft brown. Damselflies dart over the surface. I feel no fear, only pleasure in the beauty of it, the beauty of a forbidden place. Why should I be so afraid of water?
Sorry if I started you, Miss.
That's all right.
I got a bit warm fishing. Thought a swim might cool me down. Are you going to report me?
Why ever should I?
Trespassing on your land. Aren't you the boy who rescued Louise? We got somebody out the other day.
That was my little sister Louise. You wouldn't let us thank you at the time, so I thank you now.
You're welcome.
I'm Emily Forbes Wood.
I'm Will Garrett.
Well, Will Garrett, you have my permission to fish in this river, or swim in it, or do whatever you want here. This is my mother's land, but you have a right to use it.
Us poor don't have no rights to nothing.
Oh, yes, you do. You have a right to enjoy the countryside, just like everybody else. And when I become a doctor, I'll make sure that everyone has the right to good health.
Do you know about doctoring?
Most people laugh when I tell them that.
It cut my foot just now. Must have been some glass on the bank.
Let me have a look at it.
I can't right now.
Why not?
We ain't got no clothes on.
Doctors are used to that sort of thing.
Can you pass me my trousers? They're hanging on the jetty.
Ta. Tell me when I can open my eyes.
Now, if you like.
Ugh!
I thought you said you were used to it.
Show me your foot. Yes. You'll need a dressing on that. Fortunately, I always carry a bandage just in case. Sit down or you'll fall over.
Never thought I'd speak to somebody from the house. Thought you were all knobs up there.
We are. I suppose we're what you'd call knobs, because we seem to be rich. But we're not really. Mama inherited the house when my grandfather died last month.
He was the old doctor, was he?
Did you know him?
Heard talk of him in the village.
My family never could afford doctors.
You must be very poor.
It was all right when my dad used to have a job at the farm, but he got sacked. Moved on to the next village. We don't see much of him now.
So how'd you manage?
I do a few jobs. Help with the milk churns, do a bit harvest time. You know, that sort of thing.
If you ever get short of food, I'm sure Mrs. Crabtree would help you.
She's a cook.
That's right.
Oh, she'd do already. Leaves a loaf, a few sausages sometimes. I shouldn't be telling you this.
You can trust me. I'm very good at keeping secrets.
Yeah, I reckon you are. Wouldn't want anybody else to know you see me with my pants off.
What's the matter? Don't you see?
What?
There's a body in the water. A girl's drowned, don't you see?
There's nothing there, Max.
A girl in a white dress. Oh, Will, hold me.
Be my pleasure.
I'm afraid I might fall in and never get out.
Emily! Emily, come back to the house at once.
This has been the strangest day of my life. The most terrible thing happened by the river. I saw a vision of myself drowned, lying face down in the reeds. It makes me go cold to think of it. I know it was a vision, but it seemed so real. That was the terrible thing. The other thing was the best thing. I met a boy I didn't hate. His name is Will.
The sooner she is married and off our hands, the better.
I'd hoped that she might mellow with the passing years, but she's become more obstinate and difficult. I'm afraid that Father was very much to blame.
In what way?
Well, all this doctor business. He encouraged her interest, left his books to her in his will.
I'm sure he thought it was a childish phase. Which hat shall I wear?
The bowler. Emily seems reluctant to cast off her childish phases.
I'm glad you have offered to talk to her, my dear. I find communication impossible.
Where are you going, Emily?
Please, Miss Rabstock, I've been sent for by Mama.
Which means you will probably be late for this morning's lessons.
Perhaps a little.
It would have been polite to inform me in advance, would it not?
I'm sorry, I didn't think.
Precisely. If you spent a little time thinking about the consequences of your actions, you would find yourself less often in trouble.
Please, Miss Rabstock, may I ask you something?
If it is something sensible.
How did you become a governess?
That is a personal question. It is also impertinent.
I only wondered how it was possible for you to do a job you wanted to do, when it is so impossible for me.
There are certain things a lady does not do.
But I'm not a lady.
That is why I have been engaged. It is my task to make you so. I'm surprised that you look so fearful. Many young girls would envy you.
Don't you hear anything, Miss Rabstock?
I hear your mother running out of patience. Return to class without delay.
I don't want to keep you from your lessons, but what I have to say is rather important. I am sure you realise that a house such as this is very expensive to maintain.
Yes, Mama.
Unfortunately, your grandpapa did not leave me a great deal of money when he left me the house.
He used to give it away.
Quite so, which was a little foolhardy when he was custodian of the family seat. The time could come, Emily, when the house will have to be sold. I hope not in my lifetime, but we are in need of money now, and that is why Papa is going to London tomorrow. He has some business colleagues connected with the bank who may be able to assist us financially. Do you understand?
Yes, Mama.
Now, I tell you these things, Emily, because you are now the eldest of our children at home, and we expect the utmost responsibility from you. No more daydreaming or being late for lessons. No more leading the little ones into mischief. And no more clandestine meetings.
But, Mama, I haven't met a clandestine.
Papa has given me full details of the hand-holding he observed by the river. A place you are forbidden to visit.
I am sorry, Mama. I won't go there again.
I thought I'd find you here. How's your foot? Bit sore, but I'll get a bandage on.
I'd better see how it's coming along. Catch any fish yet?
Too hot.
Beggars are too lazy to bite.
I've brought some lint and some antiseptic so that I can dress this properly.
Thank you, Doctor.
This will sting a bit.
Ah!
I told you. This will stop it from turning septic.
Are you all right?
Quite well, thank you. Why?
You was a bit upset yesterday. Saying things.
Well, you don't think I'm mad, do you?
Nah, just a bit posh.
I've heard that mad people see and hear things that don't exist. Ever since we moved to this house, I've heard strange sounds, people crying and laughing, running along the hallways.
Probably your little brother and sister.
No, there seem to be many more people than that. I hear them, but I never see them. Only the girl.
The drowned one?
I saw her before that. She was in the grounds by a tree, hiding her face in her hands. When I saw her body yesterday, I realised it was me.
How can it be? You're not a ghost.
Not yet.
What do you mean?
I think I might be going to drown.
Can't you swim?
No.
I'll teach you if you want.
No! I mean, no thank you. The river is too dangerous, and I have a great fear of the water. Oh no, it's time for the lessons, and I haven't shown you Emmeline.
Who?
Just say hello to her quickly, then I must go.
You keep a rat in your dress?
Not all the time. She's named after Emmeline Pankhurst, my heroine.
Who's she?
You have a lot to learn, Will Garrett.
I was surprised to learn that your father had left for London this morning by the early train and will be away for days, possibly even weeks. In the meantime, he has entrusted your discipline to me. I will be very severe with anyone who attempts to misbehave. We will conjugate the French verb avoir. Je, tu as, il a, elle a. Nous avons, vous avez, ils ont. And again? What are you doing, Emily?
My ears went a bit funny.
Please, Miss Rabstock.
Please, Miss Rabstock, my ears went a bit funny.
Emily.
Emily.
Your insolence is intolerable.
Please, Miss Rabstock, I had no wish to be insolent.
Then why are you fidgeting and clutching at your dress?
Please, Miss Rabstock, I had an itch.
Look, Edward, there's a white mouse on the floor.
It's a rat.
Silence! What is the matter with you all? Emily, I have refrained too long from punishing you as you deserve. Hold out your hand.
Please, Miss Rabstock.
Hold out your hand.
I only wanted to warn you that there's a rat climbing up your skirt.
This is a very serious matter. Miss Rabstock was quite upset.
But it was an accident, Mama.
After all I said to you, after I took you into my confidence, no sooner has Papa left than you're up to your tricks again.
There were no tricks. It wasn't my fault.
I'm pleased to see you, tearful. It's the most ladylike response you've given of late.
I don't want to be ladylike.
Emily.
I want to have a proper education. I want to go to university, have a career. I want to discover new medicines. I want to make people well. But no one will listen to me. No one understands.
Emily, take hold of yourself.
I have to be what you and Papa want me to be. I can't ever be myself.
Young ladies do not go to college.
I know you'll never let me, and it doesn't matter now. I'll never grow up to be a doctor because I shall never grow up.
Whatever do you mean?
I shall never grow up because I'm going to drown.
Oh, my poor child, where did you get such an idea?
I saw. Oh, Mama, I'm not dared to tell you, in case you'd laugh at me, but I am being haunted.
Emily.
Mama, you must believe me. Something is wrong with the house. It isn't Grandpapa's house anymore.
No, it is my house.
I can't explain. I feel that something terrible is going to happen and that I will be unable to prevent it because of my drowning.
Emily, that is quite enough of this nonsense. I'm feeling quite exhausted.
So many strange things are happening. I leave the letters piled up, but they never stay as I put them.
What letters? Oh, dear. Giving me one of my headaches.
See for yourself if you don't believe me. Come to my room and see.
Emily, let go. You'll tear my dress.
When I left them, the letters were in a neat pile. Now see if they've changed. Oh. They're in a circle now, and all the letters were not here.
rat.
Oh, that's another wine glass gone.
Oh, I never touched it, Mrs. Crabtree. It just fell in the sink.
Oh, don't you start. There's enough scary goings on with Miss Emily and her visions.
Polly, the mistress has asked me to remove a certain item from Miss Emily's room. Should the poor girl be upset, you can tell her that I will return the item at an opportune moment.
Well, I would if I knew what you were talking about, Mr. Dawson.
Well, let's say by way of a clue that we did not wish the mistress to, smell a rat.
Oh, talking of rats, that governess has gone, left by the milk train this morning.
Oh, thank the Lord for that. Perhaps Miss Emily will get a bit of peace now.
Well, I fear Miss Emily has anything but peace ahead. The mistress has concluded that the poor girl is possessed by a demon.
Never.
She's confined her to her bed and consulted the Reverend.
Oh.
Afraid?
It's you.
Who did you expect?
I saw you in the grounds. You knew my name.
I guessed it must be the same as mine.
You're called Emily too?
At first, I thought they were spelling out my name, just to scare me.
Are you a ghost?
No, you are. They called you on the Ouija board.
Why do they do this?
It proves they can contact the dead.
But I'm not dead.
You must be. That's why I threw your letters in the river. So you could rest in peace.
Who are they?
Shh.
What's up, slag?
Nothing, Sharon.
Got your breath back now, have you? Not going to keep us awake all night with your asthma like you did last night.
Sorry, Sharon.
Okay, gang. It's safe to get back in bed. All the ghosties have gone.
Is there someone else in my room?
Of course. And it's my room, actually. Look, we can't talk now or I'll get beaten up.
Follow me. I know a safe place where they won't hear us.
Where are you off to, slag?
Toilet.
Gotta change your nappy.
I always come here when I want to escape. Even if Dawson wakes up and finds us, he won't tell.
We're not allowed here.
Yes, we are. They're all my friends in the kitchen.
Kitchen? This is the office. Who'd put computers in a kitchen?
What are those?
I told you, they're computers. This is the best one in the school.
But this isn't a school.
Don't be silly. It's Elmbrook School for Girls. I've been coming here for 2 years.
Why have I never seen anything like this?
You must have died before they were invented. I'm going to be a computer operator when I leave college.
You're going to college?
It's what my mother wants.
But you're a girl.
Sexist pig. We have been emancipated, you know.
We have.
You're so funny. We've even had a woman prime minister, you know.
Is it you I hear wheezing sometimes?
Suppose so. My asthma's bad at this time of year.
Is it you I hear crying in my room?
In the dorm, I often cry myself to sleep.
Why don't you run away? I would.
My parents would die. They have enough trouble paying the fees. I just want to get out of this awful place. I like being in the country. That's what I want more than anything. But everything's ruined because they're here.
The countryside gets a bit boring sometimes, you know.
Not to me.
Everything I've always wanted to do, I can't because I'm a girl. And living in the country, I'm out of touch.
Think yourself lucky. You wouldn't like modern towns. The air's brown, all the kids are bored, taking drugs and smashing things up. Everybody's frustrated these days.
I'm frustrated. I want to be a doctor, but I never can because I'm a girl.
I suppose things have moved on a bit since your time.
Why do you say that? You keep saying that I'm a ghost, and I haven't liked to mention it, but you're the ghost.
What year do you think this is?
I know what year it is. It's 1909, of course.
Wrong. It's 1994.
Emily!
And then she vanished. Will, you haven't been listening.
Yes, I have. I just don't know what to say.
You've never heard a ghost from the future before. I knew you wouldn't believe me.
I never said that.
I don't understand why we met. Ghosts usually appear when they need help. But how can I help her? She hasn't even been born yet.
Emily.
What?
That body you saw in the river, your body, is that it? Over there in the reeds.
Emily.
Yes. Oh, Will, can you see it too? It is me, isn't it?
It's the same air.
Same everything. Oh, what can I do? The body's turning over. Oh, Will, I can't look.
I think you ought to.
Oh, Will, it's her.
Emily?
Oh, no, Papa has returned.
Shall I run for it?
No, stay where you are.
We've been searching for you in the house, Emily. Papa is home.
Dear Papa, it's so nice to see you again.
Pleased to meet you.
Papa has been successful in his endeavours. He's to give a ball at the weekend as a gesture of gratitude, and everyone is invited.
Not everyone, my dear.
How wonderful. A ball for my birthday. You shall be my partner, Will. Won't that be wonderful, Mama?
Well...
Emily, in view of our finding you here, I very much doubt that you will be attending the ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I welcome you to our harvest ball. I realise that summer is not yet over. The harvest to which I refer is the gathering of your financial assistance. And on behalf of my wife, Lillian, and our dear children, now safely tucked into bed, may I thank you for your generosity, which has not only made it possible to open this ballroom once more, but has assured the security of the house for the foreseeable future.
No.
From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you.
July 23rd, 1909. Papa is home, Emmeline has been taken away, and I am not a ghost. My namesake from the future is the one who must die, unless I can prevent it. If I am meant to prevent it. I am so confused by all the supernatural events, and yet strangely unafraid. I cannot put down my thoughts to make any sense at all. I am writing this because I am confined to my room for going to the river and meeting Will. I pressed some herbs in the flower press Mama and Papa gave me, and I am now listening to the music from the ballroom. It is my 13th birthday. Come in! Oh, Polly, I hoped it was you.
I'm sorry to be a bit late, Miss Emily. I stopped to look in at the ballroom and I got so carried away.
Have you got it?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I checked that it hadn't got the moth. I only hope it fits.
I'm sure it'll be perfect, Polly.
One of the ladies in the ballroom left her mask on a chair, so I borrowed it for you.
You think of everything, Polly. There. How do I look?
Oh. You look a treat, Miss Emily. Oh, that dress always was too grand for me.
It might have been made for me. I'm sure no one will recognise me. And if they do, I don't care. I can only be sent back to my room. I shall take great care of it and return it to you before midnight, like Cinderella.
Oh, no, no need to do that. I don't have no cause to wear it. You can have it. As a birthday present.
Oh, Polly, thank you. They're not going to spoil my birthday after all.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Slag. How'd you like your party?
It's okay.
See, there was nothing to cry about, was there, Emily?
Did you think we were bringing you to the river to beat you up?
Not really. I felt a bit wheezy. I thought I'd better stay in.
Oh, we brought you here to help you. You know you're excused swimming?
Yes.
But you can't swim, can you?
No, I can't actually.
Well, that's your birthday present. We're going to teach you. Grab a gag!
What is it, young man?
Can I see Miss Emily, please? It's urgent.
Who shall I say wants her?
Just tell her, Will.
Will, what has happened?
I heard a scream. She was in the weir. I managed to get her out.
but it was too late.
Oh, no. It's all my fault. I was supposed to save her. We must go to her.
It won't do no good.
She looks very peaceful. I don't know when I saw her smile before.
She never even struggled. She's just lying there, in the water.
Oh, it's all my fault. Oh, Emily, I'm so sorry. I know I was meant to save you.
No, you weren't. But you were dead.
Nothing dies. Are you all right?
I think so. The riverbank looks so different. There's so many trees. Everywhere green and alive. No wire fences and building sites.
I wish I understood.
I ain't even going to try.
Can I talk to Emily alone, please?
That you can. I got fish to catch.
You had gardens. Roses everywhere. In my time, it was all tarmac tennis courts. I can't wait to see the house.
Are you still a ghost?
No, you're still the ghost, Emily.
How can I be?
A ghost's someone in the wrong place, in the wrong time. We're sort of time twins. We were born on the same day, but in different years. And that's why we kept getting mixed up.
Nearly 100 years apart?
I think we met because we were both unhappy in our time.
You were. I'm happy.
Didn't you want to have equality? Become a doctor?
It was my dream.
It was only a dream in your time. It could be reality now. It was like that in my time, in 1994.
That's where I'd like to live then.
Do you really mean it?
Don't be silly. How could I?
You could take my place.
Take your place?
Only if you really wanted to.
But I like being who I am.
You still would. We just look like each other to other people. But the way we look doesn't mean anything. We'd be the same people inside.
There'll be so much to learn. The computers and everything. So many developments in medicine. My grandpapa always said that one day there'll be a cure for everything.
There's still a long way to go. But you could help.
I could, couldn't I? It's what I've always wanted. Would I ever see my family again?
You wouldn't need to. I'd take care of them.
Are you sure they wouldn't see we're different?
We'd look the same to them. They see what they want to see. I'll show you. Will?
Yeah? I thought you said you wanted to talk in private.
That's all right. I only wanted to ask you a question.
I ain't much good at learning. I don't understand nothing what's been going on.
It's not a difficult question. Which one of us is your friend Emily?
You're messing me about. You are, of course. Why?
Thanks. You can go back to your fishing now.
My dad always said this woman was peculiar.
You see, Emily?
But how can I be sure people accept me as you?
There you are, Emily. I've been looking for you all over the place. I thought you must have made yourself scarce while we talked to your teachers. Say goodbye to your friends now. Your dad's already going on about the long journey back.
Are you talking to me?
Don't be silly, dear. I'll meet you up at the school.
Is that your mother?
Your mother now.
Have we swapped already?
You must have wanted it. Thanks for saving me.
I couldn't.
You saved me from being a ghost. You'd better be going. Dad gets impatient.
How will you meet my parents?
I'm going to the ball.
With Will?
There are boys in your new time.
But they're not Will. Will I really be able to become a doctor?
That's up to you now. Good luck. I like your taste in boys, by the way.
Be happy, Emily.
You be happy too. Oh, I almost forgot. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Lillian, I thought Emily was confined to her room.
She was, Algernon.
Then why do I seem to see her dancing with that ragamuffin from the river?
Trick of the light, perhaps. So many women in masks. An easy mistake.
But boy, surely that's him. He can't dance a step.
Algernon, we did almost invite him, and if by some chance he were to be here, and if Emily were to be here with him, I think we should overlook it. It is her birthday, after all.
She is.
Well, about time, too. Where'd you sneak off to, Emily?
Just down by the river.
Well, it's time he was making a move. You know how busy that motorway gets this time of day? Your mother's going to drive.
Am I?
Well, be as well. I'm a bit over the limit.
Oh. Quite a
quite a nice do.
Not a bad dinner. Food wasn't at all bad.
I thought it was a good idea having the old-fashioned ball.
Yeah, back to the good old days.
I didn't realise you went back as far as Edwardian times, Ron.
You're only jealous because that headmistress kept chatting me up.
Me? Jealous?
She seemed very impressed with you, Emily. Thought you'd done some really good work, even though some of the girls tease you a bit. Got you earmarked for university. Made your old man quite proud. You'd be able to keep me in my old age when the bottom's gone out of the scrap market, eh?
If you hadn't walked out on us, you'd have realised what a bright daughter you've got.
Well, I see her once a week, don't I? I know her just as well as you do.
I'm not going to argue with you, Ron. This is Emily's day.
Hasn't got much to say for herself, has she?
She's planning a holiday with me, aren't you, Em?
What's it feel like to be a teenager, then?
A bit strange, really. Scary.
Makes you wish you were my baby girl again, hmm?
No, Papa.
I like it. You've really got the hang of this Edwardian lingo. You should have been born 100 years ago.
No, I shouldn't.
Emily's Ghost was written by Colin Finbow. Emily was played by Anna Jones, Papa by John Rowe, Mama by Kate Buffery, and Miss Rabstock by Anna Massey. James was played by Daniel Main, Louise by Una Beeson, Will by Nicholas Yeoman, Edward by Michael Tuchek, Dawson by Gareth Armstrong, Mrs. Crabtree by Tina Gray, Polly by Kathy Serra, The Ghost Emily by Emily Howes, Grandpapa by Colin Pinney, and Sharon by Elaine Claxton. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.